of how it is that the fuel prices are affected those who are traveling by bus with gabs most of the time. Quite a huge part of the industry and also economy. Bronwyn Dyke Beyer, good morning. Thank you so much for your time. You're on VOC Breakfast. I'm sure that you must have been inundated with perhaps just some clarity regarding the fuel increase because the taxi industry has basically affected that from Monday past. I think it was the 18th of May. What is the situation like where Golden Arrow is concerned?
Good morning to you and to everybody listening this morning. Look, I'm going to be honest, it's extremely difficult. These price increases, nobody expected them, and they have been unprecedented. We use about 25 million litres of diesel every year. So you can imagine what a significant price increase like this does to us and the cost that we have to cover. We should probably have increased our fares, but we know what's happening out there. We understand that our passengers are facing extreme financial pressure. So we are holding out for as long as we can. It is extremely difficult, but we want our passengers to know that we've at least tried our very, very best to not increase the fares for as long as we possibly can. But it is hitting us extremely hard.
I would imagine. Talk to us about the cushioning process. The taxi industry is saying, there's no way. They are not being, they're not regulated. They don't get any assistance from government, et cetera, et cetera. So there is no way that they are able to have, I would call it, for the lack of a better term, like good business practice, five-year plans, et cetera, et cetera. Like a company like Gabs would have to cushion that.
So obviously, you would be aware that government subsidizes our passengers. Unfortunately, over the last probably decade or more, that subsidy hasn't grown with inflation. So it's not great from that part already. In terms of cushioning, there isn't really very much we can do. So we can look at places to park out our buses overnight, things like that. But we're offering a quality service and we can't skimp on that. There's no ways we can have less drivers or buy cheaper tires or, do less maintenance. We can't do any of that. We have to continue to operate at the high quality service standards that our passengers expect. So there is no cushioning process. It's pretty much just us saying, we're gonna try and ride it out. We're hopeful that with the over-recovery of diesel at the moment, that is going to make a difference in terms of what next month holds for us. But at the same time, government is also halving the relief in terms of the fuel levies and then doing away with it completely in July. So we don't know what's going to happen. We would say to our passengers, please know that if we do increase our fares at any time, we would give passengers notice. But please understand that at that point, we really don't have a choice and we really would have to do it.
I am just happy to hear that there has been some consideration, being made. But I also think what is important, Bronwyn, is that people shouldn't be oblivious. There's going to come a time where those considerations are probably going to have to come into play because of how the economy is acting out as well. The ripple effect that it has, the fact that Golden Arrow's got fleets running every single day and still having to keep basically head above water almost, for the lack of a better term.
Absolutely. So I think it's important for people to also understand that we have about 2,500 employees. They're probably supporting maybe 15,000 people in turn. We're a 165-year-old business. For us, it is incredibly important that we don't compromise on our standards and obviously that we keep our business going because people depend on us, not only our passengers, but the people who work at Golden Arrow. So we can't make any decisions that could jeopardize our business. And we also can't make any decisions that would possibly jeopardize how our passengers get to work. So I think I'm very grateful for what you've said, which is that, we have to be realistic in terms of what happens when prices do increase and just for our passengers to know that we are doing our best not to increase the fares. But when that point does come, that we've really tried everything, but to please understand that it is necessary. Mm.
Bronwyn, just before I let you go, I always love the fact that we are able to engage with our audience directly as well. And there's somebody who's sitting on a Gabs bus right now listening to VOC Breakfast, 2146. I see you and I'm going to ask Bronwyn the question. I'm sure she'll be able to, but I'm just going to rephrase it a bit. The person wants to know, Bronwyn, to have a bus from Highlands Drive, Mitchell's Plain, to Pinelands via freeway, then perhaps Jan Smuts, because I get into a bus at 6 a.m. and still in the bus every morning. You know, this just takes so long. So maybe the question should rather read, I would assume, 21462 Bronwyn, is how is it that, you know, people can go about making these recommendations to Golden Arrow? Bronwyn?
Absolutely. So one of the best ways to do it is you can either call 0800-656463. So that's 0800-656463. Or you can also drop us an email to information@gabs.co.za or reach out to us on Facebook. Obviously, because we're running a scheduled service, it's impossible for us to continuously change all of our routes. And we do have to really thank our passengers for sticking with us during all of these extended roadworks. I know those of us that are driving are also experiencing the same issue. And a bus is a large vehicle, so it's even more difficult. But what we are trying to do is look at routes where we could possibly shorten the route or introduce express services. So we would welcome our passengers to please just let us know. We'll always do our best to see if something is possible, and obviously if it's not, we would then let the passengers know.
Right, let's have that for this morning. Bronwyn and Doug Bayer from GABS, thank you so much for your time. All of the very best and good luck.